You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier today, Amnesty International New Zealand released a statement regarding the condition of prisons during the current lockdown. This comes after three new cases were found at Mount Eden Prison. Amnesty says, quote, "People in prison have their liberty restricted, making them a vulnerable population. Because of these restrictions, people in prison do not have the same autonomy to protect themselves against COVID-19. Due to the communal nature of prisons, people within these facilities are particularly vulnerable to the spread of COVID-19, unquote. Amnesty International New Zealand is calling for the government and the Minister of Corrections to ensure that proactive measures are taken to protect people in prison through access to vaccinations, PPE, healthcare and mental health services. Joe talked to Lisa Woods, the campaign manager for Amnesty International, on the matter.
What are your thoughts on the current conditions we see in prisons in regards to preventing a COVID-19 outbreak?
Well, it's hugely concerning, because of the restrictions in prison. You know, people do not have the same autonomy to protect themselves against COVID-19. And, you know, due to the nature of prisons, particularly their communal nature, the people in prisons are really vulnerable to the spread of COVID-19. And we have seen with the Delta variant how infectious it is. So there's a really big risk in the prison system. So it's incredibly important that the government is proactively taking measures to ensure those people who are working and living in our prison system are safe.
Today we saw a report released by the Office of the Inspectorate, which examined how and why prisoners are moved between prisons. What are your thoughts on the transfer of prisoners and how this impacts the current COVID climate?
Well, I think what's important is we take a human rights approach as well. So I think one of the things that when the government is thinking about what measures and what it needs to do is that they're really upholding the dignity and the human rights of the people in the prison system. So they're coming at it from a place of dignity and care. So recognising that people in the prison system, like all of us, have human rights that the government needs to be ensuring they're upholding, that there are minimum entitlements in the prison system. So that's the important lens that they should be taking to thinking about these measures. But then what's important is that they are thinking about what measures they have in place. So do they have the PPE equipment that they need? Are they taking care when they're transferring people as necessary and so forth? I think what we want to make sure is when they're also taking these measures that they're ensuring that they're doing what they can to ensure the well-being of people in the prison system as well. So we don't want to see people excessively locked down and so forth. If they can, you know, we want to see sort of measures that as much as possible and by taking a proactive stance to prevent Delta getting into the prison system can ensure people's safety.
This lack of proactive measures would not only impact prisoners but would also impact prison workers. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the reasons that we wrote to the minister in August with Just Speak was saying, you know, you really need to be proactively thinking about this. So you need to be putting things in place now to ensure that you don't get to the stage where you're dealing with a mass outbreak in the prison system. So the types of things you're thinking about are the protective measures that you can think about generally that you'd need. But things like, are you prioritising vaccinations with people in prison, and what are you putting in place to ensure people have the information and support around that? So we did ask for an update on that. We haven't heard back yet, but even that, which was, you know, nearly 2 months ago, is when we were really pushing and expecting to see something proactive then in the prison system, which we're still waiting to hear.
What sort of measures do you think we need to see from the government in order to ensure that prisoners' integrity and health is upheld, as well as to ensure that they aren't a vulnerable population?
Well, some of the things we talked about are the things that you'd expect in society, so, you know, access to healthcare and PPE equipment. But one of the things we really raised is ensuring priority access to vaccinations for people in the prison system. So those are the types of things that we'd like to see. It's a suite of things that you need to see to ensure that people in there are protected. But, you know, one of the things that we think is really also important is that this is a really stressful and anxious time for everyone. You know, whether or not you're in prison, everyone needs that support. So one of the things we really wanted to highlight with government is that it's important they're thinking about that as well. So there's the physical health aspect of it, but what do they have in place to ensure the mental health support for people that might be experiencing increased stress or anxiety because of this time with COVID? And the need to really preempt that as well with proactive actions to ensure people have that mental health support.
This isn't the first time New Zealand has faced a lengthy lockdown. Do you think measures for prisoners should have already been taken to ensure that they don't get exposed to COVID based on the experience of past lockdowns?
Yeah, well, given the vulnerability of people in the prison system, just as we've talked about in the nature of prison, in the sense that people don't have the same autonomy to protect themselves, the communal nature of prison, we would have expected to see and really hoped that this has been planning in the really early stages for how to protect our prison population. And writing to the minister was certainly something we asked, in the sense of, you know, this isn't our first lockdown, so taking the learnings from previous lockdowns, has this been applied? And that was certainly information that we asked for and really wanted to see and make sure that they are implementing that.
In other countries, we've seen a situation similar to here, where prisoners are becoming a vulnerable population. In fact, recently in Australia, we've seen 40 prisoners infected as COVID has spread to 5 Victorian jails. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, and that's, we don't want to see that here. And, you know, we're seeing these cases pop up. So, you know, we'd hope that there's been a lot of planning previous to this to prevent an outbreak. But now more than ever, the government needs to be making sure that whatever measures are needed are in place now, and they're doing whatever they can to support people who are living or are working in the prison system to make sure that they're safe.
Lisa highlights the importance of ensuring that there isn't another COVID outbreak and that the rights of prisoners are upheld. Amnesty International New Zealand also says, quote, investing in measures that uphold the dignity and well-being of people in prison is vital to ensuring we all get through this together and do not allow prisons to become hubs of infection that cause further outbreaks within our community. That was Joe speaking to Lisa Woods, who is the campaign manager for Amnesty International.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.